229 Baker Street. In my grandmother's house, there is still God, and he sits on a wicker basket in the hallway where her sewing machine and winter coat are kept. Beneath him, just down the stairs, are her daughters, and they are 10 shades of brown, with hips wide as the Mississippi, carrying 3 chambered ovaries and cocaine. But they have no sons, or proverbs, so they do not speak to the God just up the stairs. The doors are locked with 10-foot poles and strawberry vines, hat boxes and floor mirrors. There are no keys in this house. And at Thanksgiving, we sit on our hands, because my grandmother always preaches of gluttony, and the prayer is never ending, so the food is always cold. Her daughters take the long way around, past the rose garden, drooping lazily about the red brick bungalow, reeking of stale gestures and damning scripture, carrying quilts and hot tea. When grandmother is sick, they kneel beside her to whisper in big, jagged voices. We are ready for you to die. Take your God so our men will have room. In my grandmother's house, God is unnatural. Something you step over, a dark stain on the living room floor. He locks the gate and steals the daughter's tongues and gives them thighs no prince can reach around. This God is a bluff. His face steep with colored damnation, his voice a heavy blanket of land that's nailed onto the walls with hands reaching all sides. The daughters pull each other's hair searching, praying for a river of harmony, the taste of a devilish mother. In my grandmother's house, there is still God, and she alone calls him by name. We are just visitors, sinners, searching for home.